The first part of the question was, why does Allah allow the Israeli forces, the unjust Israeli forces, to kill thousands of Palestinians? Because Allah is testing them. Why doesn't Allah give victory to the Palestinians? And Allah can give them very easily, I said. And we know in history that in the Battle of Badr, where the Muslims were hardly 313 and the enemies were more than 1,000, three times more, yet they were victorious. The enemies were more powerful. They were more well equipped. They had better horses. They had better equipment for fighting. Yet, because of support of Allah in the Battle of Badr, the Muslims, they defeated the non-Muslims, even though they were three times the number. We know, it's mentioned in the Quran and from history, Prophet David, peace be upon him, very weak, very small in terms of numbers, but when he fought with Goliath, who was more powerful, more stronger, much bigger, more in number, yet the victory was with those who were in the truth.